All right, it's a new day. It's a new day, people. It's a new day. One of the reasons I say that is because on the movie Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow, that drill sergeant says, it's a new day, people. Because every day's repeating, and that's true. Every day's repeating. I noticed a pattern in my life. It's still happening. I noticed a pattern in my life. And I don't know where these people come from. I'm just minding my own business, doing my thing, you know, researching, meditating. I've pretty much been studying the Bible my whole life. And I'm just going about my business, going to work, going home, studying my Bible, go to work, go home, study my Bible. And some people just show up out of nowhere thinking they can control you. They want to control you. And it's just random people. Like, they think they have power over you. They want to tell you what to do, give you advice, and you're sitting there like, you're looking at them thinking, like, get out of my face. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're God? You don't even know your Bible. I've been studying my Bible, and all you're doing is playing video games or going to the bars or whatever you do. I don't even know what you do. It's just been random people through my life, and it's like, what? And I'm looking at people, they're wanting to get into your world and know about what you do after work, or they want to know what you do, what your plans are. And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't ask you about your stuff. I don't ask you about your plans or what you're doing. But when you're doing something good, like going to college, you're working your way through college, doing remodeling, they don't ask you about that. They're just trying to find something bad, right? They're trying to get you on something. And because you're not like them, you're not thinking evil. Most people think evil. They're up to no good. Chasing a skirt or chasing a suitcase or trying to get money, free money. They're trying to, nowadays, the biggest scams, they're trying to get other people to pay their bills. I mean, really, think about how sick a woman is. She is not her husband. She got three or four men, and she wants one of them to pay the phone bill, one of them to pay the power bill, one of them to pay the light bill. Why don't she get married and support her husband and be a helpmate and help him? It just blows your mind. It blows your mind how everybody's upside down, and they claim to be Christian, but they don't even crack open the Bible. They don't know their Bible. They don't care. They can't memorize verses. They don't want to memorize verses. I mean, if you love the Bible and you love God's Word and you love the truth, the first thing you do when you get saved, you start to study the Bible and memorize Bible verses. I mean, how do you function down here in this world without knowing any Bible? Without knowing how to rightly divide the Word of truth, I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's really gotten out of hand. That's completely out of hand. But yeah, I saw a pattern in my life. People try to tell you what to do, and they don't even know what to do. And the more you rise up out of this thing, you look back, and some of those people, if you even remember who they are, because they usually pass off the scene pretty fast because you don't put up with that. But if you can remember who they are and how they used to think, and now you've risen up, you know, so many areas of study that you don't even waste your time talking to those kind of people anymore. The low vibration people want to have control, evidently, but they can't even control themselves. I don't even remember. I just remember things like that happening a lot. You know, you'll be going about your business, somebody wants to get in your business and wants to get in your world and tries to control you, and you're like, get out of my face. Only God controls me. Who do you think you are? You're not God. And they try to project their weird view onto you, you know. They try to project what they think they know what you're doing, and they don't. They don't even have a clue what you do all day. I do probably more repairs in one day than most people do their whole life. I do more repairs, plumbing, electrical, carpentry, locks, door, I mean, you name it. I do more repairs in one day than most people ever do their whole life. They don't even pick up a screwdriver their whole life. I'm like, how in the world is that even possible? They don't even know what channel locks are. It's like, how do you not know what a pair of channel locks are? They call them pliers. They still call them pliers. And pliers have their purpose, but most people don't use pliers much anymore. They use channel locks. There's a time and place for every tool, you know. But my point is, it's just kind of weird. It's like everybody's running for the week, trying to work for the weekend to go party and have fun and waste. And why? Destroy your body, destroy your health, drink, destroy your liver. Think about how many brain cells you're destroying every time you drink a beer or alcohol. And you could be learning a new skill, a new trade. You could be learning some programming language. You could be learning all kinds of stuff you could be learning. But everybody's just worried about partying. Eat, sleep, drink. Instead of eat, sleep, work, they eat, sleep, work, drink. Eat, sleep, work, drink. If life is that bad, I'd make a change. I'd sell everything and become a guru out in India somewhere. If you hate your life so much that you have to drink every day to survive, I'd just sell everything, move to India, and become a monk for about a year and get your mind right, because you're not thinking right. And if your job is that stressful, you hate your job that bad, go get another job. Sell everything. Go get you another job, move out in the country somewhere and get you a mobile home somewhere and live cheap. Or do what I did. When the washing machine breaks down, you just say, F that noise, I'm just gonna wash my clothes by hand for 10 years. I ain't worried about no washing machine because I'm too far into meditation. I spent 7 years of my life, more than that really, but constant 7 years just meditating on the truth that's hidden in plain view. I decoded this reality. And now when you rise up past 3D and you look at life from a 5D perspective, an archetypical perspective, a holographic perspective, a fractal perspective, everything's a now, everything's already happened. And so when you're talking to people and you say, you already know. You already know, you've seen it before, you already know what's going to happen before it happens, and you better change your outcome right now. You better start planting the seeds right now that you want to happen in the future, because you know the future. You already know. You know, if somebody wants to shack up, they're a bad character. If they don't want to get married and do right, you know, if somebody says, I want to shack up, you know that kind of woman's a harlot. What do you mean shack up? What are you talking about? Oh, you don't want to submit to a man? You don't want to do your duty the right way? Ridiculous. Everything out of their mouth reveals what they are, and they don't even know it because they don't know any Bible, they don't know any truth. So when they speak contrary to the word, they don't even know what they're talking about. They don't even know they're revealing their heart. They don't even know that they're revealing their character. Every time they open their mouth, they're revealing who they are and who they align with. And they don't align with the King James Bible. Because they can't even, their whole life's been about chasing people instead of chasing God. It's really sick. They think, and when you're talking to people, they think that you think like them. So the low vibration people, when you're talking to them, they actually think you think like them, but you're in high vibration and you're sitting there thinking something a lot deeper than they ever even thought about. And they don't even know that you don't think like them. You're on a different level. You're on a different plane. Imagine you walk up to a mathematician and that's all they've done their whole life. And the mathematician's got an equation in his mind, right? And he's been meditating on that equation for 6 months. You know, he's trying to solve an equation for 6 months. And some low vibrational creature says, "Hey, man, blah, 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 you got a smoke. You got a smoke on the bar. You got a, I'm going to the bar. You want to go drink a beer with me?" And that mathematician's sitting there thinking about his equation while that guy's talking. And he's saying, "What'd you just say?" He's trying to solve an equation he's been thinking about for 6 months. And that little low vibration brute beast creature that don't have a brain cell left in their brain, he's sitting there trying to solve an equation, and all they're thinking about is what they're going to eat for lunch and what bar they're going to go to and what they're going to drink. And that mathematician's probably hadn't eaten in 24 hours because he's so focused on that equation he's trying to solve, and that brute beast creature can't even understand what he's talking about. It don't even have to be a math equation. It could be an electrical circuit equation. It could be some kind of blueprint he's working on. It could be an architect. These people are like so low level vibration that you can't even talk to them. They think they know what you are, and they don't even have a clue what you are. And so that is the way it is also spiritually. So if you're meditating on some spiritual truth, and these low vibration brute beast creatures are trying to pull you into something in the 3D realm, and you say 3D RAM is just a hologram, it's a simulation, it repeats every day. What are you talking about? I don't care about 3D. And so I'm thinking, I'm in the 5D mindset. And you're trying to talk to these 3D creatures, and they're worried about what's going on at the grocery store, at the gas station. Well, you already know what's going on at the gas station. You've been there 1,000 times. You already know what's going on at the grocery store. You've been there 1,000 times. Hello? What he said, she said. You already know what he said, she said, because it's a soap opera repeating every day. Get your mind in something higher than the 3D. But you can't, because that's all you know. Because you're a brute beast, low vibration, hellbound sinner. And if you don't want to study math or engineering or some kind of higher level stuff, then read your Bible. Who is J. Vernon McGee? Do you not know? Who was David Jeremiah? Adrian Rogers? Charles Stanley? Dallas Seminary. Study some Dallas Seminary for about 5 years and get your mind right, because you're a fool. I hate to say that. You're an idiot. If all you're worried about is money and mammon and stuff down here, you have set your affections below and not above. And don't be surprised when the whole thing drops out and God reaches down and lets you come to the end of yourself to wake you up to what's real. And if you're running the streets chasing a bunch of men or chasing a bunch of women, come talk to us in 5 years when that gets boring. Come on, people. I'm going to Subway. She already knows what I'm going to order before I even walk in the door. How's she know that? Because it all repeats every day. It's all a repeat. You better get spiritual before the rapture takes place.